Jackson Lemond paused on the corner opposite the Red Dragon bar and considered his options. The bar wouldn't open for another half hour, which gave him plenty of time to check the post office for any mail for the ranch and find something to dazzle Nancy, the bartender, with. He'd last seen her at the Morgan Ranch Christmas party 2 months earlier, and she'd told him she barely remembered him from school. He knew that couldn't be true because he'd been the school quarterback, valedictorian, and head of the newspaper and debate team. Everyone had known him whether they wanted to or not, and he wasn't being conceited. It was just the truth. He hadn't spent much time in Morgantown since he'd won a coveted place at the United States Air Force Academy and set off on his military career. After 12 years, he was back, helping his brother Kai resurrect their family ranch. Morgantown was looking pretty prosperous, which was a nice surprise. He considered going into Yvonne's cafe and surprising Nancy with a box full of pastries, but as she was best buds with the owner, he suspected she could get as many sweet treats as she liked. His gaze turned to the small shop on the opposite side of the street, wedged in between the dentist and the sheriff's office. "Flowers," Jackson murmured. "Everyone loves flowers." He crossed the street and walked up to the open door, where a diminutive figure with long brown hair was placing buckets filled with flowers and plants on the sidewalk outside the shop. Jackson paused and tried not to admire her rather cute ass, which was difficult as she was bending down right in front of him. He gently cleared his throat. She straightened like she'd been shot and turned on him, one hand pressed to her ample bosom.
"Don't do that!"
"Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you." He smiled down into her beautiful hazel eyes and tried to decide whether they were more green or brown. "Is the shop open yet?" She considered him, her head tilted to one side like a bird about to take flight.
"Yes, I'm late this morning, but it will be as soon as I get organized."
"Can I help you with that?" Jackson asked.
"Sure."
She looked him up and down.
"You look fit enough to carry heavy things."
Jackson resisted the urge to flex his muscles.
"I wouldn't want you putting your back out and suing me."
She went into the shop, her voice floating out behind her, and he followed like a lamb. The strong smell of greenery, perfume, and cleaning fluids hit him squarely in the face, and he immediately sneezed.
"Don't tell me you're allergic to flowers."
Jackson grinned at her. "Not usually." He held out his hand. "I'm Jackson Lemond, by the way."
"Hi."
She shook his hand.
"I know. Do you want to carry that bucket of carnations out to the front while I make sure the cash register is up and running?"
"Sure." Jackson did what she asked, and then returned to the shop. There were two parts to it. A small space with a wide counter covered in wrapping paper, tissues, spools of ribbon, and wire. There was a larger room behind, which he assumed was where she kept the majority of her flowers and did all the fancy stuff.
"You do the flowers for Morgan Ranch, don't you?"
"Yes."
She gave him a bright smile.
"Now, what can I help you with today?"
Wow. She talked about as much as his brother, Kai.
"Well, it's like this," Jackson confided. "I wanted to give Nancy some flowers."
"Nancy from the bar, Nancy?" She blinked at him like she'd fallen into some alternate universe.
"Yeah, that one.
What do you think she'd like?"
Jackson asked encouragingly.
"That's a really good question."
She worried her lower lip.
"I don't think I have any Venus flytraps or deadly nightshade, but she might appreciate a cactus."